The Barbados Manufacturers Association is getting ready for the annual BMEX exhibition. President of the BMA, Robert Noel, says there are just a few spots left for those who want stalls.
The smaller business people who would like to showcase their products are having some challenges with the cost of the show. But we're still trying to facilitate those people, as well as I think BIDC is also trying to assist some of those people who are at that point being ready for showcasing the product. BIDC and the Caribbean Export Promotion are bringing in 20 overseas buyers, 10 each, and obviously that buyer's program will take place at Bagnell Point on the 6th of June, where we would display the products and we have a chance to meet with buyers. We also do have a one-on-one with buyers Friday at the LESC, which is slightly different to what we did in the years gone by. So we're now affording the opportunity for you to sit with the buyers to discuss what they want and how best we can get it to them. But the show this year, I think, is different because we don't have the whole of LESC due to the Ross University setup, but we are afforded the opportunity to use some of the outside for food and car show and whatnot this year. So we expect, as well as it's like a builder's program where we're going to be showcasing a lot of products that people would obviously have used in the building of their homes and furnishings and so on.
Mr. Noel does concede that in recent years there has been a downturn in the number of people who are turning up to see BMEX.
That is because we've been seeing the same old. Last year we did a shake-up and we did see an improvement. This year is even a little bit better organized. Firefly are involved as well. They're putting on a show. It's not just a fashion show, but it's makeup. It's the whole nine yards with that program. But the economic downturn has, yes, affected the outcome of most of these kind of events. But again, you know, our manufacturers are still trying to put their best foot forward and show what we have.
And here's another challenge.
You know, we've had buyers from as far as the UK and that stuff is concerned. And it meant that some of the smaller manufacturers would have had to go back to the drawing board to redesign the label for the European market. And then there's then again another label design for the Canadian market as well as the U.S. market. So it gets, you know, it gets kind of challenging with all these label changes. I think there's another one on the horizon now. One out of Chile now, they're trying to make some changes to our labels as well so that we could be accepted into that South American market. I think we do more buying from the South American market than selling to it, but the buyers, we have been able to penetrate some of the local, regional markets. I have an associate there who is very successful in getting her product, yogurts, into St. Lucia, and that will soon materialize any volumes that she'll be able to send to them.
President of the Barbados Manufacturers Association, Robert Noel. Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Aim for 10% of your income. But if this is not possible immediately, start at a manageable figure and work your way to the ideal. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.